Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today we're going to look into some of the benefits that we gain by having Allah or by having God in our life. Now, you know, why do we discuss this topic? The first reason is that, you know, human beings, by nature, they want to pursue things or carry out actions that are to their benefit. This is something that is ingrained in our own nature, right? So there are two of those benefits that we're going to discuss today in this program, and inshallah, in the following program, we will have two more for you. So the first benefit of knowing or having God in our daily lives is that knowing God, it has a relationship to the progress of science, the scientific progress. You didn't think of it, right? Now, let us talk about this. You know, how does this all come together? Well, from the point of view of a person who worships Allah, every atom of this universe is worthy of study. A person who has faith in the ray of the light of worshiping God will make use of a special sense of curiosity in studying the secrets of creation. And it is this very fact which helps science and human knowledge to progress. Because this person knows that the creator of the universe has endless knowledge, and also not just the knowledge, and the power. And everything he does is based on a wisdom and philosophy. So this curiosity inside a believer, somebody who believes in God, it keeps him driving, because he knows that Allah created this world, that God created this world. God has unlimited knowledge, unlimited wisdom. So this curiosity of exploring God's wisdom that manifests in this world, it is intrinsic and it is natural for all those who believe in God. Therefore, like this person, he studies with great care. He is more profound in order to be able to understand these secrets, these wisdoms of Allah, the wisdoms of the creator of the world, in a better fashion. Whereas a materialist, he has no reason to discover the secret of creation, because he believes that nature is senseless. Sometimes he says that it all came together as a coincidence. He doesn't believe in anything that is organized and well-planned and well-intended, right? When he's confronted with something that, okay, you see there are different patterns in the world, you know, you see different programs and a specific type of order, okay? It's all harmonious to each other. When he's confronted with this question, what does the materialist or somebody who does not have God in their life, what would they say? They would say, oh, it's Mother Nature. You know, that's an escape for them. Okay? And they have no good reason to study the quote-unquote Mother Nature. Whereas for a believer, somebody who has Allah in his life, he has a very compelling reason to make those scientific progress and discoveries. And this is where you see that all the initial scientific discoveries were done by Muslims, right? Or people who believed, because there is a driving force. So we're going to take a short break, and after the break, we're going to come back for the second reason of why there is a benefit of having God in our daily life. Stay with us.
Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Today, we invite you to listen to an English translation of a short speech of Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi. Please stay with us. Knowing God and the Progress of Science.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله المنتظر أرواحنا فداه.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, of the Merciful, peace be upon Muhammad and his purified and infallible household, especially the awaited one, and the last remnant of Allah on earth, Imam al-Mahdi, may our souls be sacrificed for him. Pretend that a friend has come from a trip and has brought a book as a present for you. He says that it is an excellent book because the author of this book is full of information by a very great scholar who is accurate, an expert, and a genius in his own field. You will most certainly not study this book carelessly. Rather, you will concentrate on every sentence and even the choice of words made, and if there be a sentence there that you not understand, perhaps you will spend hours and even days, whenever you can, studying it until the meaning of it becomes clear to you. Why? Because the author of this book is not a normal, average person, but rather a great scholar who considers every word he uses carefully. But if the opposite were true and they had said to you, "This book may appear to be beautiful and pleasing on the outside, but the author is not very literate and he has no base in science and has not taken any care," it is clear that you will only quickly glance at the book, and wherever you found something unclear in it, you would say, "This is because the author was uninformed, and it is a waste of time for a person to study this." The world of creation is like a great book in which every creature forms a word or sentence in that. From the point of view of a person who worships God, every atom of this universe is worthy of study. A person who has faith in the ray of the light of worshiping God will make use of a special sense of curiosity in studying the secrets of creation, and is this very fact which helps science and human knowledge to progress, because he knows that the creator of this universe has endless knowledge and power, and everything he does is based on a wisdom and a philosophy. Thus, he studies with greater care, more profoundly, in order to be able to understand the secrets better. But a materialist has no reason to discover the secret of creation, for he believes that nature is senseless. If we look at the work of a materialist scholar, it is in the same rank because he accepts God but calls him nature. Why? Because he accepts an order and a program in nature.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. You can say it once or 100 times or more. You'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about the benefits of having God in our daily life. And the first benefit we listed is knowing God is the cause for the scientific progress. So there's a relationship between knowing God and having God in our lives with the scientific progress that we make throughout the world. Now, the second one we're going to discuss today is knowing God, endeavoring, and hope. Whenever a difficult and complicated event takes place in the life of a human being, whenever all doors are somehow closed, one senses weakness within themselves, hopelessness, and loneliness. When confronted by these difficulties, a person with faith in God then seeks his help. Okay? He seeks help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He seeks help from the God. And then, as a return, you know, God helps them. Okay? So this benefit of there being someone who we can seek that ultimate help from, this is a very big thing from a human perspective. Every time you're feeling hopelessness, it takes you out of hopelessness, for instance. A person who has faith in God does not see himself or herself as being alone or powerless. He or she does not despair, you know, does not go in the state of despair and hopelessness and disappointment. He or she does not sense weakness or inability, because God is above all difficulties and everything is easy for him. The believer knows it. With hope in Allah's kindness, support, and help, he or she will struggle against the difficulty and will use all of his or her energies. You know, they will try the max because they know that, okay, there's still hope. Allah is there. He's going to look at me making an effort. He's going to look at me, you know, trying hard, and he is going to give me this thing. So a believer gives 100%. He has a good reason to do that. With love and hope, one will continue his or her endeavors and efforts and will overcome the difficulty sooner or later, right? Yeah, faith in God is a great place of refuge for a human being. Faith in God is the substance of perseverance and steadfastness. If you look at, for instance, the steadfastness of the Palestinian nation today against Israel, that's based on their belief in God. They're still hopeful. Otherwise, if you look at all the oppression that was done against them for all these years by the Zionist regime, they would have totally become hopeless. They would have been disappointed. But no, you see that faith in God, faith in the results of victory, it keeps them going. Faith in God always keeps one's hope in his heart's alive. Because of this, individuals with faith never attempt to commit suicide, because attempts at suicide comes from despair, a complete lack of hope, and a feeling of having failed. But individuals with faith neither lose hope nor do they sense failure. So we know that this is the second benefit of having Allah in our life, you know, because it gives us that optimism. It takes us out of despair and disappointment and hopelessness. Whereas disbelievers, they don't enjoy that. Those who do not have God in their life, they do not have this. Hence, if you get closer to their personal lives, you will see a lot of destruction. So with this, we leave you in Allah's care, and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
Ya Allah.